Welcome to your Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your GCSE business course, motivating employees. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, OCR, or any other board, I can promise you this topic will come up in your exam, and it's one where students can really pick up marks if they know what examiners are looking for. So here's the big question. Why does motivation matter to a business? Think about it from the employer's perspective. A motivated workforce doesn't just turn up, they work harder, they care about quality, they stay longer, and they help the business grow. An unmotivated workforce, well, that's a very different story. High absenteeism, poor quality output, high staff turnover, and ultimately, lower profits. In today's episode, we're going to cover everything you need to know. We'll look at what motivation actually means in a business context, explore both financial and non-financial methods of motivation, work through some exam-style questions together, highlight the most common mistakes candidates make, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. Let's get started. Let's start with the basics. Motivation is the willingness of employees to work hard and put in effort. It's the internal drive that makes someone want to do their job well, rather than just going through the motions. Now, examiners won't ask you to recite motivation theories like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. That's explicitly not on most GCSE specifications. What they will ask you about is the practical methods businesses use to motivate their staff and the impact those methods have. So let's focus on exactly that. We split motivation methods into two big categories: financial methods and non-financial methods. Financial methods are those that involve money. Let's go through the key ones. First, wages and salaries. A wage is typically paid per hour or per unit produced. Think of a factory worker paid for each item they make, or a shop assistant paid by the hour. A salary is a fixed annual amount paid monthly, regardless of hours. Higher pay can motivate employees because it directly rewards their time and effort. Second, bonuses. These are one-off payments on top of normal pay, usually given for hitting targets or exceptional performance. A sales team might receive a bonus at Christmas if they've exceeded their annual sales target. Bonuses motivate because they give employees something extra to work towards. Third, commission. This is where employees earn a percentage of the sales they personally make. It's very common in estate agents, car dealerships, and financial services. Commission is highly motivating for competitive individuals because the more they sell, the more they earn. Fourth, profit sharing. This is where a business shares a portion of its profits with employees, often as an annual payment. It motivates staff because they feel a direct stake in the success of the business. If the business does well, they benefit too. And fifth, fringe benefits. These are non-cash perks that still have a financial value. Things like a company car, private health insurance, a pension contribution, or discounted products. They can be very attractive to employees and help businesses retain talented staff. Now let's look at non-financial methods, and these are just as important as financial ones, so don't neglect them in your revision. Non-financial methods are ways of motivating employees that don't involve direct payment. Many employees, especially in professional or creative roles, actually find these more motivating than money alone. First, promotion opportunities. Knowing there's a clear career path within a business can be hugely motivating. If an employee can see a route from junior assistant to team leader to manager, they're more likely to work hard and stay with the company. Second, training and development. Offering employees the chance to learn new skills, gain qualifications, or develop professionally shows that the business values them. This boosts confidence, increases competence, and makes employees feel invested in. Third, job enrichment. This means making a job more interesting and challenging by giving employees more responsibility, more variety, or more autonomy over how they do their work. Rather than doing the same repetitive task all day, an enriched role might involve problem solving, decision making, or leading a small project. Fourth, job rotation. This involves moving employees between different tasks or departments to prevent boredom and build a wider range of skills. It's particularly useful in manufacturing or retail environments. Fifth, praise and recognition. Sometimes a simple, "well done" from a manager or being named Employee of the Month can have a powerful, motivating effect. People want to feel valued and appreciated. It's a fundamental human need. And sixth, flexible working. Allowing employees to choose their hours, work from home, or compress their working week can dramatically improve work-life balance and job satisfaction. This has become increasingly important since the pandemic. Now, why does all of this matter to the business? A motivated workforce leads to higher productivity. Employees produce more in less time. It leads to lower absenteeism. Motivated staff are less likely to call in sick. It reduces staff turnover. People don't leave jobs they enjoy. It improves quality of output. Engaged workers take pride in their work. And ultimately, all of this feeds into higher profits for the business. The link between motivation and business performance is direct and significant.
Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. You need to know how to apply it under exam conditions. The first and most important tip, always apply your answer to the context of the question. Examiners call this application, and it's one of the most common reasons candidates lose marks. If the question is about a small family-run bakery, don't just write about motivation in general. Talk about what would work for a small business with limited budget, perhaps focusing on non-financial methods like praise and job enrichment rather than expensive profit-sharing schemes. Second tip, know the difference between state, explain, and evaluate questions. A state question just wants a fact, one or two words. An explain question wants you to develop your point, give the method, then explain how and why it motivates employees. An evaluate question wants you to weigh up the advantages and disadvantages and reach a judgment. Here's a common mistake. Candidates write, paying employees more will motivate them, and stop there. That's only worth one mark. To get full marks on an explain question, you need to say something like, paying employees a bonus for hitting sales targets will motivate them because it gives them a direct financial incentive to work harder. As a result, productivity is likely to increase, which benefits the business through higher output and potentially higher revenue. See the difference? You've identified the method, explained the mechanism of motivation, and linked it to a business outcome. That's the structure examiner's reward. Third tip, don't ignore non-financial methods. Many candidates focus entirely on pay and bonuses, but examiners want to see that you understand the full range of motivational tools available to a business. In a 6-mark or 8-mark question, you should aim to cover both financial and non-financial methods. Fourth tip, be careful with evaluation questions. If asked, do you think financial or non-financial methods are more effective? You must argue both sides before reaching a conclusion. A one-sided answer will be capped at a lower mark band. Your conclusion should be justified. For example, it depends on the type of business and the workforce. For a sales team, commission may be most effective, but for a creative team, job enrichment and autonomy may be more motivating. And finally, a reminder that specific motivation theories like Maslow's hierarchy of needs are not required at GCSE level for most exam boards. Don't waste time writing about them unless the question specifically asks. Focus on practical methods and their business impact. Okay, time for your quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the difference between a wage and a salary? Think about it. A wage is paid per hour or per unit produced. A salary is a fixed annual amount paid monthly, regardless of hours worked. Question 2. Name 3 non-financial methods of motivation. Think: promotion opportunities, training and development, job enrichment, job rotation, praise and recognition, flexible working. Any 3 of those would be correct. Question 3. What does commission mean? Think. Commission is where an employee earns a percentage of the sales they personally make. Question 4. Give 2 benefits to a business of having a motivated workforce. Think. Higher productivity, lower absenteeism, reduced staff turnover, better quality output, improved customer service, higher profits. Any 2 of those. Question 5. What is profit sharing? Think. Profit sharing is where a business distributes a portion of its profits to employees, usually as an annual payment. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you struggled, go back and reread the core concepts section, then try again tomorrow. Spaced repetition is one of the most powerful revision techniques there is. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of today's key points. Motivation is the willingness of employees to work hard. Businesses use both financial methods such as wages, bonuses, commission, profit sharing, and fringe benefits, and non-financial methods such as promotion, training, job enrichment, job rotation, praise, and flexible working. A motivated workforce leads to higher productivity, lower absenteeism, reduced staff turnover, better quality, and ultimately higher profits. In the exam, always apply your answer to the specific business context, explain the mechanism of motivation, and link it to a business outcome. That's it for today's episode. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you next time.